Welcome to Crimson Circle's special presentation of Adama Saint-Germain's Heaven's Cross message. I'm Linda Benio Hoppe, and I'm here with my incredible dear husband, Jeffrey Hoppe, who will be channeling Adama Saint-Germain in a few minutes.
Absolutely, and thank you, Linda. Thank you, and thank you all for being here. Thank you for being part of this global cosmos unprecedented event. It's kind of taking my breath away a little bit. The feelings, the emotions, everything is so high right now. But anyway, it's a delight to be here with each and every one of you.
Jeff and I are here at the Villa Amyo on the Big Island of Hawaii. I couldn't think of a better space, this paradise place, to be for here for this special gathering.
Absolutely. I mean, what a great place. But yet, we're also joined together by Shambra from all around the world. Right. Shambra that have been with the Crimson Circle for 20 years or more, plus a lot of new ones that have just been coming in lately.
It's been very sweet.
I think part of it is the attraction to Heaven's Cross. Part of it is just all the energy that's taking place right now. And we've really noticed a big influx of new people. So welcome to each and every one of you who's tuning in for one of the first times. So the question is, what is Heaven's Cross? Well, Saint Germain first labeled it back in September 2022 at one of our events, the Magic or the Dream of the Merlin event. Right. He called it Heaven's Cross. And basically, Heaven's Cross is this culmination of all these years and lifetimes of work we've been doing, a culmination of the consciousness that we've been bringing onto the planet. So here we are now, after lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes of bringing that energy in, here we are now for Heaven's Cross. At the time when it was first announced by Saint Germain, the Ascended Masters didn't know the exact date. They just said it was going to be early in 2023. And it wasn't until about a month or so later that they honed it down and said it's actually March 22nd, 2023, which just happens to be today.
Absolutely.
So we're here. It's not because of an astrological event. It's not because the planets are aligned, although there is a big alignment happening tomorrow. But it's not because of that. It's because of the level of consciousness that's now on the planet. You know, we kind of sit right in between the spring equinox and this astrological event happening tomorrow. But it's not because of that. It's because of you. It's because of all of us that we brought light and consciousness to the planet now to the point where this can occur.
That is such a beautiful acknowledgement of what we've all been working to do. So Heaven's Cross is when the heaven of our physical earth realm begins to cross or intersect with the non-physical heavens.
And it's literally what's happening. It's basically an opening up to the other realms, more accessibility.
Well, and again, it's all about there being, it's a result of the consciousness and the light in humanity, as you have already said. This veil thing is very, very wonderful. It's been separating us from the other realms and even from our own divinity.
And so many of you, I'm sure, have noticed that separation that occurs between when you're trying to expand into the other realms. Some of the times it seems so difficult because there has been the veil or the wall, whatever you want to call it, that's caused that separation that makes it so difficult at times to expand beyond or to do it in a permanent state, you know, once in a while a breakthrough. But here we are now. All of this, again, is the result of lifetimes and lifetimes of work who have dedicated, by people like you, who have dedicated yourself to what Adamus calls the way. It's your metaphysical path, and ultimately, it's about your realization. That's what's brought us here. So I think the level of excitement is high, and now we're finally here. Today is the beginning of the opening that has separated us from ourselves, from our divinity, and separated Earth from the other realms. Today is the beginning of the opening. It's not the finality. It's just the beginning.
Very sweet. So Adama Saint-Germain labels it Heaven's Cross, but it's also known by another word, apocalypse.
That's a big word.
Well, apocalypse has some fearful connotations. We know what a lot of the churches said it meant, but the origin of the word is Greek, and in Greek, the original word, it meant to unveil, to uncover. Such a difference.
Yeah, a lot of people think of the apocalypse as some sort of catastrophe.
End of the world.
Now, we're going to have changes on the planet, of course, more than we've seen in a long time. But basically, apocalypse means lifting of the veil, the opening, removing the cover. So it's a good word.
It's
a very positive word. It's just had some very bad connotations in the past, but it truly is a good word. So today marks the beginning of a new era on the planet, and most importantly, it starts with individuals like you who are ready to allow their divinity into this human realm. It starts on an individual basis. It's not that you're going to see anything big in the news. It's not that there's necessarily going to be a big earthquake or anything like that. It starts with us as individuals, one at a time. It means you have access to your true self. Without that high level of physical and psychic gravity that's limited your perception and your reality. You know, the gravity is more than just a physical force that keeps objects held together. It is also a psychic, emotional, and mental force that's kind of kept us squeezed in so that it's very difficult to go beyond our reality as humans in this realm, in this planet. So it begins on a very, very beautiful, very individual basis for each and every one of us today. And then we'll watch to see what happens.
And really, it all starts today, March 22nd, 2023. Don't look to the outside for signs of the apocalypse, but rather within yourself. Surely all of this will be reflected in the news and months to come. But first, it starts with you. And again, it is literally this opening to the divinity of yourself.
Absolutely. This is the event that human angelic beings have prophesied for ages. This is it, and we're here right now. The heavens begin to open up so we can return to our natural divine state, a natural divine state, even while embodied as humans on the planet. It's about allowing that. It's about doing it naturally. It's simply about allowing. So we want to thank you right now for being here today, for doing everything that you've done to get to this point, and for being here at this unprecedented event. It's time to bring in Saint Germain, channeled by me, of course, and with some breathing with dear Linda. So Linda, how about some breathing?
It's my honor. So with that, I ask each and every one of you to make sure you're in a comfortable place, truly settled in to respect you, to honor you. And with that, let's start with a deep and conscious breath, breathing in and feeling the true beauty of the potentials of this heaven's cross. Take that good deep breath, breathe into you, let the energies flow. Take that good deep breath, that breath of allowing. Flow with it. It's a deep breath, but we can allow it to flow with all the energies. With that good deep breath, again, open to the highest potentials for you. Breathe, feeling into the beauty of this day, the amazing sense of this event. Breathe. And flow. Feel into the energies of Saint Germain. He's here. He's here for this very special event. Breathe it in. Feel it. Allow it. So much potential for each of us. Simply breathe it in and choose it. Breathe for you.
I am that I am, the beloved Saint Germain. I also go by the name of Adamus Saint Germain, Adamus Saint Germain, for the work I've been doing now for all these years with the Crimson Circle. The Crimson Circle is the heavenly counterpart to the Crimson Council, the earthly counterpart to the council that's comprised of angels from so many and different angelic families. I've been coming to Chambra, as you call yourselves, Chambra, with the Crimson Circle, doing the monthly shouds, doing our webcasts and gatherings, talking about your journey, the way. And here I am as Saint Germain, delighted to be with each and every one of you, each and every one of you, at this historic and unprecedented event, Heaven's Cross. As dear Linda of Issa and Caldera were just saying, this is the result of a level of consciousness on the planet now, with enough people and enough light that allows this opening. It has been called the apocalypse. It's been prophesied for ages, oftentimes misunderstood about what it really is. It's not the end of times as in something that's catastrophic for the planet. It's the end of a very old era. An old era of the mind, of the body, of limitation, and a big part of it is an old era of gravity on the planet. The light that you bring in has brought a new level of gravity. You see, gravity is a force that goes along with light and energy. Gravity works together with the magnetics and the electromagnetics and other elements of the planet to hold things in, to provide this stage for all of your lifetimes for you to experience here on the planet in a physical form, all in answer to the very question that was asked so very, very long ago in the angelic realms, who am I? The gravity has held everything in, including your thoughts, your beliefs, your perspective, so that you could experience in a very focused, a very contained realm, so you could experience what it was like to go into this mode, into this deep mode within yourself, and eventually come to the answer to the question, who am I? And the answer to that question is, I am that I am. All of these lifetimes, all of the searching, all of the experiences that you've ever had comes down to, I am all that I am. I am divine. I am human. I am a sovereign being of consciousness, using energy to constantly feel into the I exist. Now, on this day of Heaven's Cross, there's enough light and enough consciousness on the planet to go into a whole new era. Less gravity, which means that you have more access to yourself in the other realms and to bring those parts of your true self and your true light right here to the planet. We are here. And I'm joined today by all of the Ascended Masters. Over 11,000 of them who have completed their cycles of lifetimes on the planet. They are here in this solemn ceremony of honor and thanks to all who have ever been human and all who ever will be. I am here today with my dear friend Tobias, who came to the Crimson Circle in 1999 and worked with them for 10 years to help them understand they're not crazy, you're not crazy, to help them understand that you're here for a reason in this lifetime, doing the very work that you're doing, going through challenges, going through some of the most difficult things you've ever done in any lifetime, and that is coming to love and accept yourself. For when a human does that, when a human can finally allow themselves to love themselves, to accept themselves, then the light truly shines from within. It shines out to the rest of the planet, not with agenda, not telling the rest of the planet what to do or how to do it, but it simply shines out to the rest of the planet, illuminating the potentials that individuals, that communities and nations might not have seen before. Because in that light, they see much more beyond the confines of their present perspective. They see so much more. And then it is up for humans to choose. But with that much light now surrounding the planet, there's a high potential that they're going to choose a better way. A way where there's no suffering on the planet. A way where things like power and greed no longer can exist. A way where things like hunger and abuse are no longer part of the human life. It took a lot of hard work to get here. I know. I have been in human form for hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes before my last lifetime as Saint-Germain. I know the difficulties and the challenges when you forget who you are. When others are feeding off your energy, when you have no self-worth, when you put a god outside of yourself, when you're feeling lost and lonely, when the answers just don't seem to come. There's been a tremendous hardship for you who are here today. Tremendous in so many ways. Feel into that for a moment. Your journey along the way to get you here. To get you to this place. And oftentimes we're taking on issues, problems that weren't even yours. You were doing it on behalf of humanity, to be able to work through them, to be able to move beyond them, to be able to set the example for others who would come along the way, who would have issues and problems and challenges in their life. You would set a template for them. So for that, you are honored, taking on things that were not necessarily yours, but you made it seem like it was yours. I know there were times when you didn't think you were going to make it. I know there were times when you were in darkness, what they call the dark night of the soul, where there seemed to be no hope left, where there seemed to be nothing left of your physical energy, when the battles within the mind had devastated so much of you. But you're here. You followed that inner guidance. You followed your soul. And now you are here at Heaven's Cross. This is it, the apocalypse. You've done it. Now you can take a deep breath and relax. Relax into your enlightenment. Relax into your life here on the planet. Enjoy what you want to enjoy. There's no more work. Now it's simply living in the abundance and the joy, living in the pure energies of all that you've done. There's so many on the planet now that are going to continue their lives. They're going to continue with their karmic path, oftentimes involving their ancestral families. They're going to continue to search for answers, but it's only for you now to let your light shine. That's it. And to receive the abundance of your soul. It's time to realize that energy is here to serve you. It's not here to battle you. It's not here to cause you pain. It's not here to try to remind you of bad things you've done in the past. No, energy is truly here to serve you. And that's one of the turning points for you and for others. The realization that energy is here to serve you. Let it bring abundance into your life. Let it bring health back to your body. Let it now allow your light body to come in and join your physical body here on earth. Let the energies bring the right people, the synchronous moments, the joy of life. You've earned it. You deserve it to have it here. So let the energies come. Let them serve you now. No longer resisting them, no longer holding back, no longer thinking that you're not worthy, no longer thinking that you might be taking energy from someone else. No, it's all yours and it's all for you. Let it serve you in your life right now. You've worked so very hard for this for so many lifetimes. Staying committed to your own journey and your own path, staying here on the planet, incarnation after incarnation, working at such deep levels within yourself, overcoming issues that you might have had, even of power, issues of no self-worth, and of course the ultimate issue, who am I? So now comes the time of Heaven's Cross. Now comes the opening between the realms where those who are ready will find easy access to their divinity and allow that divinity to be within them in conscious awareness in their lives. For so very long now, as you've journeyed on this planet as a human being in so many lifetimes, there have also been angelic workers that have been here assisting humans, helping to support humans, helping to maintain the silver thread, that cord, that connection between here and the other realms so that it wasn't lost forever. There have been angelic beings here that have come to infuse this planet with life force energy that's brought you nature, the sky, the trees, the animals. They came here a long, long time ago with the entourage of Gaia to be here, to create this unusual and magnificent place of living energy here on the planet. There have been angelic beings from so many of the angelic families that have come here, that have been here to help, to support, and to love humans in need. When humans simply couldn't find access to their own grand angel within, when they were so lost, angelic beings from the other realms came here simply to shine their light and to remind you of your angelic origins. They come from so many of the angelic families, the house of Michael, or Archangel Michael, the house of Metatron, the house of Gabriel, and so many of the others have been here assisting you, assisting humans, never telling you what you had to do, never interfering with the ongoings of humans on the planet, but here simply to shine their light. Hopefully remind you of who you truly are. There have been beings from the angelic Crimson Council. Crimson Council in the angelic realms made up of those from so many other angelic families that came together for the purpose of teaching. They have been here on the planet working with the Crimson Circle and others for so very long now. Helping to guide not just you as a human, but to guide this organization you now know as Crimson Circle, Shambra. Shambra, a name that goes back 2,000 years ago to the time of Yeshua. And it's continued on into the time of the Gnostics, into the time of the mystery schools, and now into this time, into the Crimson Circle. And they have been there as your counterpart. They have been there to guide and assist. So many angelic beings here for humans who call out, for humans who have forgotten their own divine origins, for humans that would one day come to allow their own angelic self here. But these angelic beings that I talk about now, they were the placeholders. They were the ones that were filling that void until you were ready to accept it within yourself. And now, with Heaven's Cross, with this moment of the opening into the other realms, it is their time to leave. They won't all leave at one time, but a good number of them are leaving on this very day, turning over the soul, turning over the planet, turning over humanity back to humanity. They are gathered now for their procession. They are going to be going in this procession solemnly and slowly, departing the plains of earth and going into the realms of the heavens, the other heavens. They're going to be going by way of Heaven's Cross, this new opening. They'll actually be the first to go this way. And as they start their procession here in just a moment, I ask you to feel deeply into the work they've been doing, why they've been here. And as you do, there may be a bit of sadness as Gaia continues to leave, as the Crimson Council leaves, as the angelic beings of Archangel Michael and so many of the others leave on this day. I ask you to feel into the honor that they share with you. The acknowledgement of the work that you've done. And you may feel a void for a short period of time as they leave. You may feel a void, but that void will be filled with your own angelic presence, with your own soul. So, dear angelic beings who have been here on the planet, dear Gaia, dear Crimson Council, all of the angelic members who are here now, it is time to put on your wings. Once again, put on your wings that will take you from this loving place of earth back to your true homes. Let us start the procession, the departure of the angelic beings who have been here to support you. Let the procession start. And I ask each one of you humans to feel this, and to especially feel the honor that they have for each and every one of you. Let the procession begin, as the angelic beings return back through Heaven's Cross. A few will remain behind. Some cleanup work over the next few decades, but so many return back now because they know the time has come. They know you are ready to allow your divinity right here. Feel as they wave their wings a goodbye and a be well as they wave their wings to each and every one of you, saying, we'll see you in the other realms very, very soon. We'll be there to greet you when you, in just a few moments, allow yourself to now expand through Heaven's Cross into the realms of your soul and your consciousness. But for now, just feel as they depart. The great ceremony. Some have been here on this planet for hundreds, thousands of years, serving Gaia, serving humanity. Some are very ready to go home now. But I can tell you one thing, as you feel their departure, they're going to miss you. They're going to miss you. They're going to miss sitting beside you as you looked out across the ocean or the lake or the desert, sitting beside you, providing companionship, providing solace, helping to fill that space until you were actually ready to fill it with your own divinity. They're going to miss your humor. Oh, you have to have humor. You have to have humor to stay here on the planet as a human in forgetfulness of who you really are. Yes, and they're even going to miss your tears. For they knew when the tears flowed that you were ready to move on. You were facing deep issues or wounds within yourself, and when the tears flowed, it simply meant that you were ready to release, and in the releasing, ultimately ready to allow. They're going to miss your swearing, your cussing. Humans think it's so bad to say these words, but the angels giggle at times when you just would break out cussing, because they know they would too if they were in human form. They would have to let out a good, well, you know, every once in a while. So they'd giggle and laugh. And then there were times too when they wept. Oh, when you were so lost in so much darkness that you couldn't even feel them anymore. That is when they wept. That is when they shined their light the strongest, hoping you'd find yourself. So yes, they shared so much with you over the lifetimes. Placeholders, friends, ones who really knew you for who you were and honored you for taking on the journey to the planet. So many of them have actually never been here before, and they know their turn is coming. And it'll be so much easier because of the work that you've done. Feel now as the procession from Earth to Heaven's Cross is almost completed. Feel now as they stand lined up. And the other realms now, all waving their wings. Waving their wings to each and every one of you who remain here on Earth. Waving their wings in honor, in love, and in friendship to each and every one of you. And now, it's time for you. It's time for you to fill that void that's left behind. It's time for your divinity. You've touched on it from time to time in the past. You've felt it at moments. Oh, sometimes very, very strong. Sometimes it felt like it was there for days or weeks or months. But then, with a tremendous gravity of consciousness on this planet, it seemed to go away. Now comes the time for you to allow that. The gravity loosens. It's loosened by light and consciousness itself. It lets go of its strong hold on you, on keeping you encased in the body and the mind. It lightens. It lets go. Even physical gravity starts to change now. Even physical gravity, but mostly the gravity of consciousness starts to lighten up. It's like suddenly being able to breathe more easily. It's suddenly like having more knowingness has come to you in the mind. It's even the mind. Even that part of the mind that's been dormant for eons of time, the part that knew how to connect into the other realms. It was a point of connection between your human self and your soul self, but it was dormant for so very long. Even now, that starts to come out. It's like a point of light above your head. That light, that point, allows the connection into the other realms, where as the human mind simply couldn't have understood it, would have denied it, or it was just noise to the human mind. Now, with that point of light, it allows the connection to the soul and all of its attributes, to your true self, so that you don't need the mind to process everything, you don't need the mind to try to remember who you are. It comes straight into your beingness now. The mind, it will understand, it'll catch up, but it comes straight into your beingness. So now, the angelic friends have left on the other side, gone back home, and so many of them are preparing now to come back, but in physical form, to be birthed onto this planet. Planet they have come to know in so many ways, but never through the actual human eyes. They're going to be coming back. Some of you will be their teachers, their friends, when they incarnate back on this planet. But one thing is true and sure, that because of the path that you've blazed, the path of metaphysics, the path of allowing the divine, the path of realization, what they will go through as humans will be so much easier. So now comes our time, your time. We're going to be expanding out now into Heaven's Cross. This is the only time we'll do it as a group. I ask you after this time not to even gather in other groups, not even small groups, but to be on your own, to expand into Heaven's Cross. Now, an important thing is, stop for a moment and feel into this now moment, what I call your presence. Right here, I am here. We're not going to do astral projection. We're not going to be leaving the human condition to go out through Heaven's Cross. We're not going to be doing some soul voyage. No, we're going to be staying right here in presence, and expanding. That's it. You see, especially with the reduced gravity, we're just going to expand up and through Heaven's Cross into the other realms. Never leaving the body, never denying the humanness, but expanding up, up, up through Heaven's Cross. But before we do, one very important thing. Every remaining issue that you have within yourself, this is not about others, but every remaining issue within yourself, physical issue, a biological imbalance, lack of worthiness, mental imbalance, all that noise and racket in that goes through the human mind caused by your aspects, issues related to even your ancestral karma, but issues that you've taken on in your life. Issues with lack of abundance. Issues with guilt and shame for things you think you did wrong in the past, even in past lifetimes. But you see, your mind only remembers a part of what really happened. It's not actually what happened. And your mind remembers the difficult things, the bad things, and they lay heavy on you. You try to atone for these things. You try to work your way through them. You try to find solutions, but so often it's hard to do. All of these things, my dear friends, leave behind. As we make our group journey through Heaven's Cross, leave them behind. Leave them here on the altar of the soul. Leave them here in this bowl. As we start our expansion, as you pass through this way, take all of those things, all of the issues, anything that's an issue in your life, and leave it here. The issues are there because you keep holding on to them. You keep fighting them like they were demons and dragons. You keep battling them like they were the enemy. Or you keep suppressing them like you want them to go away, but yet they're still there. Leave all of them here at the altar of your soul. No, it's not being negligent. It's not just throwing them to the winds. What happens here, dear friends, is you've been holding on to so many issues, things you know of, and even some things you don't know of. You've been working your way through them, but what's really happening is you haven't let them go so that the soul can bring all of these to wisdom, and that's what the soul does. When you are ready to stop playing and fighting with issues, battling within yourself, when you are ready to say, no more, enough is enough, no more, I don't need to wrestle with these demons anymore, no more. When you let go of them, then and only then can the soul take these and transmute them into pure wisdom. Wisdom that is returned back to you, the human. As we now venture through Heaven's Cross as a group, the only time as a group, please stop for a moment here at this sacred altar. Take all of the issues, even the ones that you're hiding, hanging on to, but take all of them and put them in this bowl of transmutation, the bowl of wisdom. Let your soul take it from here. You don't need to hang on to these anymore. You do not. It is not some sort of debt that you have to pay, no matter what it is. It is not a karma that you have. You see, with any human issue that you have, the soul lets you experience it. It'll even let that issue, it'll let you tear you apart. It'll let you try to find the answers, and sometimes you do, but when you get to the big ones about self-worth, love of self, even abundance, the worthiness of abundance, it's so often beyond the human capability to think their way through, to resolve it through the mind. The design has always, always been, when you're ready to turn that over, when you're done fighting it, the soul would take that and turn it into wisdom. The worst of the worst, the darkest of the dark, that is part of what the soul does. So now, let us begin our human procession. the one time we'll do it together as a group. Let's take a deep breath, and I ask you now to reveal your wings. The wings that you've always had but were hidden away. You see, you have angelic background, angelic history, just like the beings that left a few minutes ago. But now I ask each of you to reveal your wings. And now to approach the altar of the soul, the altar of the soul. And in ceremony, leave behind any issues, any imbalances, even any unanswered questions. Leave it behind. The soul will then take it to wisdom. It's that simple. Allow a moment for each and every one of you to approach the altar of your soul. Cleaning out your pockets. Cleaning out your mind. Cleaning out your intestines and your heart. Any issues. For you do not want to go through Heaven's Cross still carrying old baggage and old issues. And the soul is absolutely delighted and in joy for you to release these now. It will turn them into wisdom. So approach the altar of the soul. Let it go, once and for all. Let it go. It's all right. It's all right to put it in that bowl, that chalice. And now let's begin. Let your wings unfold. As you stay in the present moment, let your wings unfold so we can now slowly together expand with so much less gravity, so much less compression. Take a deep breath and let yourself expand. Let your wings unfold. Expand. Beyond the limitations of the human, of the mind, and of the body. Letting your light radiate and shine unto yourself. Letting your wings carry you as we now make our way to Heaven's Cross on this day, March 22nd, 2023. Take a deep breath and allow your expansion. Take a good deep breath as we now approach Heaven's Cross. And one last unfolding of your wings, as open as they can get. And now, passing through Heaven's Cross. The first of many, many humans that will come this way. Now passing through Heaven's Cross and emerging into the other realms, where you are greeted by the light of your soul, your true self. your divinity. Still present on earth in your physical, mental being, and now expanded all the way through the opening of heaven's cross into the other realms in the presence of your soul. It is already taken. Everything you left on the altar, everything you left on the bowl, it has already taken that and brought it to wisdom. Brought it to light. And it now hands that back to you. No longer issues and problems, no longer darkness and misery, but it hands it back to you as wisdom. And it also hands you its light. It reminds you of who you truly are. And then it says to you, I am your soul. I am that I am. And you hear that reverberate through your entire being all the way from the other realms right back down here to earth. I am that I am. I am all that I am. I have always been and I will always be. I am that I am. Now allow yourself to take that gift of wisdom that was only moments ago your darkness, your pain, your suffering. Take that gift. Bring it within yourself. Take that light of your soul, of your true self, and bring it within. Let yourself breathe it in. Let yourself absorb it. Let yourself feel the embrace of your own soul. No longer separate, no longer out of consciousness, but now integrated within you. Take a deep breath and along with your soul, feel into I am that I am. We are that we are. And now, in this moment, feel now the great honor from all the angelic beings that have been serving Earth. Some that just made their procession back here, others that have been working in the other realms. Feel into this, dear friends, the honor, the thanks, and watch as all of their wings arise, honoring each and every one of you as you continue your life, your work back on Earth. Watch as all their wings arise. A salute to you and your soul. And before we return, I call on all of those who have been realm workers to return now as well. Your work is done. You see, you have been in human form in this lifetime. You've led quiet lives. You've led very inner lives, because so much of you has been working in the other realms to help prepare for this day, to help build the way. It took humans on Earth also working in the other realms to create the necessary balance for Heaven's Cross to occur. And I call on all of you who have been the realm workers now. Put down your work. It is done. We are here. Come back with us. Come back to your human life, to your human body, but bring with it all of the light, all of the wisdom, and all of the soul. So let's make our way back now. You can come here anytime into these realms, and you can bring these realms with you. The very light and the very wisdom given to you today by your soul, bring it back with you. No other being can ever take it from you. You will never do wrong with it. You are worthy of bringing it back now. Back to the planet. Back to your biology. Back to your life. So let's now go back through Heaven's Cross. You can come this way anytime you choose, but let's go back through Heaven's Cross. Gently, gently, using the wings to bring you slowly back, take a deep breath into your life as a human. Now, Heaven's Cross is open. You can expand to those realms anytime. You can bring back its light, its energy, and its consciousness anytime. And as you come back to your human life, your reality, I ask you to notice something. Right beside you is your light body, your free energy body, right beside you. It's time now. Take a deep breath and feel into it. It will slowly be integrating. You'll still have a physical body, but now you'll have the attributes of your light body that slowly, slowly start becoming part of your life, slowly as to not overwhelm your biology. This is one of the many things that you brought back with you, your light body. And then that part of the brain that knows how to connect into the other realms. And so it is. On this day of March 22nd, 2023, that the apocalypse begins. So it is that the work that you've done on this planet to bring this light and consciousness, it is here. And so it is that it's time for you to enjoy the fruits of all of your work, to remember your angelic origins, and to live a life of joy, of abundance, of love, and of soulfulness. With that, I am the beloved Saint Germain.
And with that, please just allow that good deep breath to continue, to really let yourself feel into all that you are and more. Just breathe gently and honoring of yourself. That good deep breath, flow with it, that breath of allowing. So much given to us today. Breathe it in. Feel it. Feel what it means for you, for each and every one of us. A very beautiful beginning. A wonderful time. Breathe. Breathe and feel these amazing potentials. It's here for each of us. Here for each of us. Thank you for being a part of this most wonderful, amazing Heaven's Cross. And special thanks to Saint Germain.
Listen. Not just with your ears, but with your heart, your being. your awareness. Listen to yourself. Listen to the soul. Your soul and all of its communications are closer than ever before. Some of you just talk way too much and think way too much. This is the time for listening. There is so much being communicated right now from the soul. You're not going to hear words necessarily, but you start to sense something and feel something. For once, you start to feel your own energy and your own soul. Listen with your whole being. Listen at the deepest levels.